Morning, Mama.
What is it?
I have to go away for a while. I was told to take a man to a hotel. They said he was an enemy of the state.
Take off your dress.
And in exchange, my mother would get the doctor she needed. Instead, they cut his throat. There could be no witnesses. So they gave me a choice. Die or become a sparrow.
From this day forward, you will become sparrows. Weapons in a global struggle for power. You'll be trained in psychological manipulation. You must learn to push yourself beyond all limitation. Take off your clothes. When we are finished with you...
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast. Bonus time. I am Oscar, and with me today is...
Lexi.
Lexi something, right? You don't want to give that a... You don't want to... Okay. This is a bonus episode for the month of March. I almost forgot what month we're in. And today's bonus episode will be Red Sparrow, and that's all we'll be reviewing today. I remember that one of the past shows we did, I forgot to give out the general feedback stuff, so I'm going to give you the information at the top here. Feedback for this show and every show we do will be available. You can send that to podmoviecast@gmail.com. Also, check out our website where you can find this one and other bonus episodes at otherpodcast.com. Lexi, thank you again. I think this is your fourth time helping us out. You're going to be reviewing Red Sparrow with me. No one else saw this movie?
Because everyone else is lame and they don't like Jennifer Lawrence.
No, they like Jennifer Lawrence. I don't think it's that, especially Luke either. But either way, he didn't see it. He's probably gone in Siberia again or something. So
Chiberia.
I think we said this joke before, didn't we?
Yes.
Sounds familiar. Anyway, so let's get into it, shall we? Red Sparrow. I'm going to read the description here that I wrote up. Ex-ballerina Dominika gets recruited into a secret Russian organization called Sparrow School, where they teach agents to use their bodies to complete objectives. Dominika's first mission is to find the mole within Russia's government by spying on a CIA operative. That is the plot synopsis for Red Sparrow. Let's see. Written by Justin Haith and Jason Matthews. Jason Matthews is the book, the novel. Yeah, he's the author of the novel. And Justin Haith wrote the screenplay. And it's directed by Francis Lawrence, who did movies like I Am Legend. I think he did some of the Hunger Games movies, which is where he knows Jennifer Lawrence, probably.
Makes sense.
Constantine. He did all four of them, actually. Hmm. And he did Constantine, which is probably the biggest movie I've known him for. Anyway, this stars Jennifer Lawrence as Dominika, Joel Edgerton as Nate, Matthias something-something as the uncle, the asshole guy, Vanya. Charlotte Rampling plays the matron, the teacher, the headmistress of that school.
Bitch.
Yeah, you remember that bitch. Kieran Hines in this movie. A lot of people in this movie. Jeremy Irons. All right, so... First impressions, obviously, we go with that first. What did you think of Red Sparrow, Lex?
It was interesting. It was a little hardcore.
In what way? Like subject matter, what they showed, what they didn't show. Think what?
They showed enough.
Talk about sexually.
Yeah.
Okay, not like violence.
Well, there was some violence. That was oh my gosh, yeah. That was a little hardcore, too.
Now you remember that scene. Don't spoil it. Yeah, we'll get to that. But, yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah. You're like, wow, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little hardcore.
It's a little intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in, like, a good way. I liked the movie overall. It was just, like, it was, like, one chaotic thing after another. A lot of like, drama. That uncle, man, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah.
So I think that this movie, I liked it for what it was trying to do. But overall, I don't think I can recommend this movie. I wish it was better. That's my problem with it. Like, I think it had the bones to be a good movie. Like, it was trying to. It had good qualities for it. Like, it has Jennifer Lawrence, who's a good actress. They had
good action.
They had good, I mean...
Titties.
They had some titties in there, yeah, for sure. And other stuff, too.
Jennifer Lawrence, booty.
Booty, that's right. And that's, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say no to that. I'm saying, use it, I wish the movie used it better. If they're going to want to show it, sure, go nuts. But use it for a reason. You know? At least a better reason, I think. And I think
there was a reason behind it, though.
Yeah, but it was pretty shitty. No, I know. It's fucked up. I get it. But I think that... I'm not saying just that. There are other things. I think there's some plot holes in this movie. I think there's some confusing elements about the secretness of this Russian government. I think it's leaning into... And also, I hate it when people... Like, okay. We all know Jennifer Lawrence is not fucking Russian. But, like, why even pretend to do the accent? If you're not going to speak Russian, why even pretend to do the accent?
Yeah.
Well, it's bad. It's not a good accent from her. Well, did you buy it? I mean, I bought that she was faking an accent.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that. I think the movie...
She looks a little Russian, though.
She can look Russian, for sure. I mean, I can almost...
Her with blonde and bangs.
Yeah, I can see that. I almost think that any white person can be one, probably. I know not everyone. But that's not my question, though. My concern was that the accent kind of threw me off a lot of the movie. And it's some of the decisions that these characters are making, like the way the uncle got her, and not even like obviously made it seem like he was giving her a favor by putting her to whore school. The movie opens up with her being a ballerina. She gets her leg. Something happens, right?
It's like shattered.
Yeah, shattered.
Completely shattered. And we find out that
one of the other ballerinas made that accident happen.
So she goes in there with like a cane and beats them.
Oh, beats them quite a lot. I think, does she kill one of them?
No, but she severely damages them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They will not dance again.
No.
Just like her. So it starts off, it goes off that way, and then her mother, who is like an invalid or maybe has some sort of dementia or something like that. I'm not 100%, but she needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
She needs money for that, right? Because the whole ballerina career was helping her do that.
Weren't they like giving her the house too?
Yeah, I think so, something like that. And then so the uncle comes in, supposedly like a savior who works for the government, and says like, you could join us to be an operative because you have special skills. You look perfect for this kind of thing. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking at this time, are they going to send her to CIA school or something like that, spy school, right? And no, they don't.
They sent her to a school, all right.
They sent her to like a horror school, essentially. And that's what she calls it. And remember when he first meets her after she's been there for a while?
Yeah.
She's like, you just fucking sent me to horror school and stuff like that. And what, to teach me how to do this or do that.
Wasn't he always like creepy towards her?
Yeah, he was. He said some things, right? Yeah. I don't remember what he said exactly, but he said some shit.
Yeah,
he's a weirdo. So this movie it starts off this way, and you think that the movie is about this. And then the movie says, instead of worrying about what this is doing to her, or worrying about how she will get out of it, they try to say that she will solve Russia's biggest problem and America's biggest problem of the day by having her do, like, off the gate, giving her the most important mission that you can give any agent to her, and, like, relying on her to... I don't understand, because there's a lot of back and forth that I can't spoil exactly yet, but she has to, like, spy on the CIA guy, obviously use her body for it, and the movie, like, chooses to, like, do a lot of, like, twists and turns about... Who's trusting who, and who's going to come out on top, and this is bigger than even she can imagine. And as you can imagine, it's about both countries, and if one thing fails, both countries will be at war. Like, it becomes like this bigger thing that I'm like, why are you going this off the gate? And also, she, throughout the movie, doesn't seem that trustworthy about doing it.
No.
You know, like, I wouldn't, if I was her Russian boss... I wouldn't send her on the field. Yeah, she was still like in school too, I think. You know, it's like weird. It's really weird. And I think it's just one thing after another.
But the uncle kept wanting her to do it.
I think it's because the script wanted her to do it. I don't know. It seemed like the reason to have her do it is just so the movie doesn't have to spend more time with her there. I don't know. I wasn't totally sold on that. But before we get into the spoiler section for this movie... What did you think of Jennifer Lawrence's decision? Because it's her first movie where she's naked and full-bodied and all that. What did you think of her decision to do it now in her career, now that she is not just famous, but this level of famous? She's a certain age. She's a certain, you know, this is, 5 years after that whole fiasco with her cell phone. A bunch of, you know, celebrities got hacked.
Yeah.
She was one of them, one of the main ones. And what did you think of that for this movie and doing it now?
Good for her.
Yeah? You thought it was a good for her kind of thing?
Yeah. She's comfortable enough with her body. Why not show it?
Do you think it maybe overshadowed some of the power that this movie could have had? Do you think this movie could have been better if there was no, like, political outside element to it? Not political, but, like, because that whole decision was about Jennifer Lawrence. It wasn't about her character as a Red Sparrow, right? So,
No,
I don't think so, ultimately. I think the movie is going to be as good as it was going to be no matter what. But, yeah, I also think it's kind of a good for her thing. It's cool. That's good for her. I remember that there's this other actress, what's her name from that Asian movie? She makes so many movies. Scarlett Johansson, she did her first, her only nude scene, I think, in this movie called, Into the Skin, or, my God, what I not remember is Under the Skin, which is one of my favorite movies. That movie did it, like, a really good job. She plays, like, an alien who's, like, literally looking at her body for the first time. Like, so
that's cool.
That works, you know. And if you see the scene, it's really creepy and weird and fucked up. So it isn't about just exploiting her or anything. I thought that was, like, that was a good first time doing that, you know, for Scarlett. And then this one, like, it's the pressure of it being in front of all these people in class, right? Because she's in front of all these people. And she's being told to let this guy fuck her in front of everybody.
Right? Yeah.
And there's a whole rape scene before that when she was... Yeah, it's fucked up. It's just like, her coming out, so to speak, out of the nudity closet is going bonkers with a knife, you know, and it's very, very violent or vicious or something. Really, like, it blows up a lot. So that's my two cents on that matter. And the only other thing I will say about Red Sparrow is that the trailers of this movie makes you think you're watching the origin story of Natasha Romanoff. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it look like that's the origin story of hers, because if you read up on her thing, she started off in a very similar thing, like Russian. She was Russian, and she was, like, trained from a little girl to be this great spy killer person. And it looks like it's going to be about that, but it's not about that at all. And if you think the movie is going to be a little like that, you're going to be massively disappointed, because it's not about that at all. So I just want to put that out there, because it's not Romanoff's origin story. It is a different person with different means. So without further ado, let's get into our spoilers for Red Sparrow, starting right now.
Welcome home. How are you?
Have a seat.
I used to love this place when you were little. You were always so serious with your big grown-up eyes and your child's face.
What do you want, Uncle?
There is a traitor highly placed in the government, probably in one of the intelligence agencies. A mole. This last known contact is an American now in Budapest. What I want from you is to get close to him and establish trust. And then you bring me the name of the mole. You follow the trail wherever it leads you. You sacrifice whatever needs to be sacrificed. You understand?
And what reward will they give you? A promotion?
All right, what do you want to say about this movie? Some of the stuff that happens later.
That's just so fucked up, dude.
Oh, you're talking about the torture scene?
The torture scene, yeah. They, like, skinned him.
Yeah, they were skinning him. Yeah, that dude.
And
was...
wasn't she, like...
helping?
Yeah, but she was still on his side.
So did you buy her that she was... Did you think she was a good person? Did you think she was just doing, like, was on his side the whole time? Not?
I didn't think she was on anyone's side but getting back at her family for putting her through that shit.
Oh, the uncle?
Yeah, and that government facility.
Right.
Yeah, I think she was against her own government, to be honest.
Well, yeah, because the home government, like, cheated and tricked her into going to the school because they told her she had to because she witnessed that murder.
And then didn't they threaten her and her mom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. No, I can see that for sure. I'm just saying, did you, when for example, because a lot of times in the movie, you don't know exactly if she's going to switch.
Yeah.
Because she's doing double, triple agent stuff. At some point, the movie itself doesn't know where, I don't know if they know even. And at the end, we're supposed to believe that she is working for the quote-unquote good guys, meaning America, but not that mean those were good.
Yeah.
But it takes a long, long-ass time to, and a long fucking... You know, will she, won't she,
Yeah, it was like the entire movie.
It was no, like basically when she got the mission, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Because she, I mean, she got the
back
mission
and forth.
Yeah, it was back and forth, and the movie tried its best to keep it all together, but I think the movie failed in keeping it together.
Yeah.
And also, it failed at like making us believe. Like at some point, you're just gonna strain your audience and making them think like, oh well, fuck it. I'll just wait for the ending. I'm not going to try to guess if she's playing for one side or the other,
yeah,
or if she's a good person, or if she's smart or dumb. I don't know. You just don't care. And then by the end of it, becomes like a Kaiser Soze heist thing. Like, there's a big Ocean's 11 twist on it that you didn't see coming, and she was planning all this evidence against the uncle the whole time and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you buy it when it was, like, revealed that way?
Did I buy it that she was against her uncle?
No, not against her uncle, but did you buy it that she had been framing him from the very beginning?
Not from the very beginning.
Not very beginning, but you know what I mean.
I had an idea, yeah. I felt like she was trying to get back at him.
So when they showed, like, you know, her taking the glass with his fingerprints, her taking the extra information that she didn't leave.
I knew she was up to something.
Yeah, I knew she was up to something, too.
Including that.
But, and you bought the little clue they revealed for you? Okay, I'm with you. I liked the reveal. That was kind of cool. Because that was badass, because that was like her getting, like, justice.
Because I knew she hated him.
Well, I hated him, too. That was justice for the icky, gross stuff that he put her through.
Yeah.
I know he didn't actually, like, quote-unquote raped her, but he sent her there and made it seem like she had no choice. It was really gross.
Well, and her uncle didn't have a choice because they would have killed her.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, though, the way they put it and the way we put it later is two different things.
Yeah.
So,
and then he tortured her in that room.
Oh yeah, well he had it set up that way, or he let it happen for that length.
Yeah.
That long, yeah. I remember that now. And throughout of this, if it wasn't for her accent, I would say Jennifer Lawrence killed it as an acting thing, like killed it, and like she was really good in mm-hmm. those torture scenes, or you know, like, you know, acting seductively or acting in general. It's just that that accent really threw me off. They're awful. It's like as if a person from India trying to do a Texas accent or Chicago accent. You'd be like,
Chicago's have accent?
We do have an accent.
We do?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You didn't know that?
No.
I mean, you and I don't have it 100%, but like you know, typical white has an accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, but we do. Boston has an accent. I'm saying, as if someone from a different world tried to do an accent that we know. Yeah. It would be ridiculous. That's how it sounded like to me. I'm not saying I know Russian or anything, but I've seen Russian films. They don't sound that way. Okay? So I'm just saying that now. What else did you like? Did you like that whole thing when they were doing the hostage exchange? And then she got him killed and shit, and she knew they were going to kill him because the Russians didn't want him. Because they thought that he was the mole, the American mole, the uncle. And then so when they were taking him and they shot him, so that way...
Yeah, that was cool. I liked that.
Like all that.
And then they got back her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy that. I did not buy any affection between those two. Did you buy it? Did you find it believable?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a no.
I mean, it was cute. I'm sure they were attracted to each other.
Well, they're attractive people. Doesn't mean that they... I don't think they seemed attracted to each other. I think she was clearly playing him, if at all, and then he was just being stupid.
Yeah.
Like... He should have been fired as a CIA agent.
Yeah.
Like from the beginning. That's just my thinking on that. I didn't buy the relationship at all. I didn't buy how they were trying to push it, like, later on, after the torture scene even. Like, that they wanted to be together. I'm like, no, stop that. Did you like that general, though, was the actual mole from the beginning?
Yeah, that was cool. I liked that.
That was cool. And how I liked how he was willing to sacrifice his life. So that way they could plant her as the next him in Russia. And instead she's like, no, bro, I got you. I'll get this fucking guy off my back, and you and I can both stay as a Russian-American mole. And that was cool.
That was, yeah, I like that.
See, that kind of thing was cool because I think it earned the justice of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the revenge of that. It tasted sweet. And that's the kind of thing I want to see, like, a good sequel for. Like, I want to see what's next after that.
Yeah, but I want to see them working together.
But definitely someone else writing it or something. Yeah. But, like, I do want to see kind of what happens after that. Because hopefully, now that she's out of this school thing and she's actually a good spy family, like, I would like to see her working. I want to see her do Atomic Blonde. That's what, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what I was hoping for. But, of course, we only get, like, a little taste. And then the movie, you know, ends. Yeah, the violence scene was crazy. What did you think of the overall sexual tone of the movie? Like, do you think it's trying to say something?
No, it's just really aggressive.
You know, did the movie have like a thing it was trying to say about I don't know, women or sex or anything like that. Or
maybe. But I didn't pick up on it.
No? You didn't? Okay. Well, there are plenty of interviews and journalists out there who have done their take on it by women and also by men, mainly by women, of course. I don't feel like I have the fortitude and the nature to really express a hardcore, detailed analysis of what I think the sexual tones or the lessons or the implications, social outcries the movie's trying to do. I don't think the movie is even good enough to even more merit that, because the movie itself isn't good enough to watch. At least watch again, at least, you know. So, like, it was fine. The movie wasn't bad. It just wasn't good either. And I wish it was better. If it was better, I would warrant any discussion. I would love to have it, because I love movies that are so good that they also talk about, I don't know, today's cultural climate or Trump or something today, you know, something that we can recognize in our real world, right? I like movies that do both. Those movies are really great. The great ones that also do that are even better. This movie doesn't get there, but it tries. And I can't say that it's wrong for trying, because I liked how they tried. So those are that's our review of The Red Sparrow. Anything at last words, Lexi? Are you good?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Look a little tired there.
I'm lazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that laziness I'm confusing you with?
Yes.
Ah, good. Well, we're going to run a marathon right now. You know that?
I thought we were going to play Overwatch.
Okay. Again?
We played one game
We play all the time.
No, we don't.
We play all the time.
No, we don't.
Yes. Look at my face. Yes, we do.
No.
You know... You can't even believe you should see her smiling, her lying ass smile. Anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. See you next month. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, exit it out. We don't have to. Now I have to include this in there, and say goodbye again.
Goodbye again.
Oh God.
Mr. Daniel. I'm finished.
It'd be fun. I'm trying to get you away from my stomach.
I was trying to get away from your stomach. So strange.
I don't know what it sounds like.
Well, obviously, I can hear it. Up to your mouth.
It is.
Well, I had to tell you a few times.
No, you had to tell me once.
Three times.
Once.
No, I told you by giving me a signal, so that's telling you.
You didn't give me a signal.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
No?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. You're wrong.
I am not wrong.
You're always wrong.
I'm never wrong. 5, 4, 3...